today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamu alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to us from Iran. We're going to speak about comparison of this life and hereafter.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So pleasing you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so.
But first we look at the calendar. Today, Tuesday, 12th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At this time, we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter At-Tawbah, verse 38.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ما لكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله اثاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل.
O you who have believed, what is the matter with you that when you are told to go forth in the cause of Allah, you adhere heavily to the earth? Are you satisfied with the life of this world rather than the hereafter? But what is the enjoyment of worldly life compared to the hereafter, except a very little?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
With the most intensive manner, the Quran invites people onto holy struggle. Sometimes it applies some encouraging words, and sometimes some scorning words, and sometimes it threatens them. It addresses people differently and through various ways in order to make them ready. Then, with a reproaching tone and referring to the life of this fleeting world and also the vast eternal life in the coming world, it says, "Are you contented with the life of this world instead of the hereafter?" How might a wise person submit such a detrimental exchange? And how does he lose an extraordinary worthy things for reaching to a worthless little things?
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need, anyone, anything in life but you.
No, I don't need anyone but you.
of this episode is comparison of this life and hereafter. Islam teaches us that this life is temporary. It will someday come to an end for us and an end for humanity altogether. But the hereafter is eternal. The realities of paradise and hellfire will last forever. So our most important goal in this life should be preparing ourselves for the hereafter by performing good deeds. The experience of the worldly life is almost nothing compared to the hereafter. The Prophet gives us the parable of one dipping our finger into the sea as compared to the sea itself. What is the example of this worldly life in comparison to the hereafter, other than one of you dipping his finger in the sea? Let him see what he brings forth.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in this session we shall be talking about this world and the hereafter and how we can achieve the excess of both worlds, this world and the hereafter. The wealth of this world is a blessing of God, and therefore Islam does not condemn the world and its wealth. However, Islam has always emphasized to its followers that the attachment of the humans that this world should be a nature where you are in control of your life and not the slave of this world and its pleasures. Say, if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your wives, your clan, possessions that you have acquired, business that you fear may slacken, and dwellings which you love, if these are dearer to you than Allah, his messenger, and to struggle in his way, then wait till Allah brings about his decision. This is chapter 9, verse 24. The key word in this verse is dearer. A person can love the family and the worldly possessions, but not more than the love that he or she has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best help in piety is being free from need." Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The best help for the hereafter is this world." Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam said, "One who forsakes his world for his hereafter, or his hereafter for his world, is not from us." Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam has very elegantly described the relationship of the believers, the relationship of the believer to this world and the hereafter, and said, "Work for your world as if you are to live forever, and work for your hereafter as if you are to die tomorrow."
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah.
Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah. One of the tips on how to focus on the hereafter is don't try to catch the world. This dunya, our world, is like a shadow. If you try to catch it, you will never be able to do so. If you turn your back towards it, it has no choice but to follow you. One main cause of our worries and stress is being disappointed by people, events, and our own expectations. Tell yourself this: as long as I focus on the hereafter, my worldly matters will be sorted, inshallah. Build your life around what you need rather than around what you want. Next time you go grocery shopping, buy what you need and not what you want. This is the time to start depriving your nafs or ego from whatever it feels like. The answer of this question is in this part. What is the price we pay for going overboard? Enamored by this life, people become heedless of Allah, the hereafter, the moral bounds and moral responsibilities, the rights of others and of their own obligations to render those rights. They strive to acquire more at any cost and become wholly oblivious to their end. About such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, says in the Holy Quran, chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 86, "Those are they who have bought the life of this world at the price of the hereafter." But then Allah, the Most Benevolent, gives people what they yearn for and whatever they work for. Allah therefore lets those who are eager to lose themselves in this world remain content with it, but also warns that they are buying these pleasures at the price of the hereafter.
Some people, they trade their faith, the covenant with God, they trade it with material wealth. How is that? He knows that the business he's doing, this type of work, this type of trade, this type of business is illegal. He shouldn't do this. The other example of people who trade the covenant of God with worldly profits and wealth and affairs is when they follow the wrong religion or wrong school of thought, knowing that this religion and this school of thought is wrong, but they still follow it. I know some people, they know Islam is right, but still they don't accept Islam. I know some people who know that the path of Ahlul Bayt is the right path, but because of certain considerations, because I don't want to lose my friends, I don't want to lose my family members, I don't want to lose my customers, there is an imam who said to me, I don't want to lose my congregation. I know the path of Ahlul Bayt is right, but if I declare, they're going to fire me, kick me out of my mosque, and I'm going to lose my money, my salary, my congregation. I said to him, first of all, even if you lose here, you're going to gain somewhere else. I'm not going to end up in the street, homeless. You are not. And second, this is your responsibility to tell the people the truth, to show them the right path. You are in this position as an imam, as a leader of the community, to speak the truth, not to hide it. Don't do what earlier communities did. فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ. They cast the book behind their backs. Don't repeat the same mistake. Nobody listens. Dunya is more important. This quick, I call it a quick bursting bubble, is more important for them.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode of this program tomorrow. Same channel and same time. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies, my eyes were like
Yes, I was mesmerized, but deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer, I'm a believer.